This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Wednesday. I know it's been a heavy day, but I just feel kind of obligated to say that. It's been every day. It's been every time. So we'll talk just a little bit about illegal immigration here in a few minutes. I do want to bring up, though, something good, something to make you feel good. This is from CNN.
The Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Cracker Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad. So let's look at the key 4 swing states that, in fact, do keep track of registration by party. Look, the Republican Party is in their best position at this point in the cycle since at least 2005 in all 4 of these key battleground states. We go out to the Southwest. Arizona. How about Nevada? Republicans haven't done this well since 2005. Oh, my goodness gracious, at this point in the cycle. North Carolina, I couldn't find a point at which Republicans were doing better at this point in the cycle. It's at least this century. It probably goes way back in the last century.
I want you to know that you have had a part in this. Maybe you don't feel like you have, but you have had a part in this if you have used your voice at all. If you have been an activist at all, if you have used your voice at all, let's remember where we were not too long ago under complete Democrat rule in this country. And of course, they abused it because they can't help themselves. They're communists. They abused it every possible way. But that was not very long ago where they had it all. And now what you're seeing is people are ashamed to be one. As we get bolder and as we get louder, now being called a Democrat has become an insult in many places, certainly with young people. I've told you this before. I hear it all the time with my kids' friends, all the time. Okay, Democrat. It's a way to trash somebody now. We have gotten bolder, and as we have gotten bolder and louder, they've gotten less popular. It's a good thing. Put a smile on your face. It's a very good thing. Jamie Raskin isn't a good thing.
He's trying to militarize our society, intimidate his political opponents. The whole idea of picking cities based on their partisan leadership is absurd. I mean, there are lots of Republican cities and towns struggling with crime. Everybody is across the country. Always. Crime has always been part of our history. And yet crime is down in D.C., for example. It's at a 30-year low. It's down in Baltimore. It's down in Chicago.
All they do is lie. Jesse, you explained how the PACs shot you down and how corrupt Congress is. Here's what blows my mind. These corrupt politicians have children and grandchildren. Does their greed overpower their love of family and the need to provide a promising future for their descendants? You got to answer this one, man. Okay, so I want to explain something. These people are corrupt politicians. They're part of the ruling class. They know they're part of the ruling class. And they believe their children will be as well. They think they're now in the club. And their children will be in the club and will always be taken care of. You'll always find a gig for them somewhere. You'll always find money for them somewhere. And those are the ones who care about their kids. You ask a question like this, you know why? Because you're probably a good person and probably a good parent who loves your kids. You know how many of these people don't? It's a very, very sad state of affairs. But there are all kinds of parents in this country and everywhere. I don't mean in this country. There are all kinds of parents who really don't care for their children. Our fatherlessness problem in this country, which is at crisis levels, I can't wrap my mind around it, because being a dad is like the greatest thing in the world to me. I just love it. I love every part of it. I think it's fantastic. I'm going to miss my little buddies so much when they leave. So I can't understand it, but I do know numbers. We talk about it in the Black community, but just nationwide, it's staggering how many dads just leave. They just leave. No, I'm going to leave. What do you mean you're going to leave? That's your kid. Good people. I mean, we could talk about this because it really pertains to a lot of what we've seen today with all this ugliness. Good people will always have a difficult time understanding the mentality of evil people, understanding how they think, why they do what they do, why they say what they say. It's beyond you, because you don't, your morality doesn't allow you to be that way. But theirs does. Really, so much of it, I mean, so much of everything in life comes down to selfishness, if we're being honest with you. I care about me. It's just about me. It's not about others. It's certainly not about the people. It's not about the country. Just care about me. Hey, Jesse, why is it even a Republican-controlled House can't or won't pass a budget using normal budget procedures? Look, we're going to have Daniel Turner on next hour. BK is coming up about 10 minutes from now, but we're going to have Daniel Turner on next hour. And I almost guarantee it. I almost guarantee he's going to go off on the solar industry. He'll probably bring up Texas when he does so. Texas is Republican controlled. Don't think just because Democrats are the bad guys that that makes Republicans the good guys. Don't think that for a second. Republicans love government corruption too. Republicans love stealing your money too. They just know how to speak the language. They know the things you want to hear. We've talked about this before. It's how so many of these senators get elected over and over and over again. And since I've lived everywhere, I see the advertisements. These rhino Republican senators, they will spend 4 years not necessarily doing everything you dislike, but on the super, super important stuff, they'll knife us in the back. You know, they'll do this kind of good thing and that good thing, and kind of they'll speak out on this bill, and they'll put a good soundbite out there when it's time to interview some dirty communist. But then, let's say something lands on their desk where they have an opportunity to really kneecap communism in the country, boom, they screw us over. And we look around and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then when election season rolls around, they take those millions and millions and millions of dollars and they pretend to be the most far-right, right-wingers in the world. And now, the most noticeable thing, they'll drop Trump's name all over the place. I've made fun of Texas Senator John Cornyn because I told you he was going to do this before his Senate primary started, and it's been nothing but Trump, 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 Trump. I love Trump. I've got the Trump agenda. Me and Trump. Trump and me and Trump. Trying to lie. It's all a lie. He doesn't care about Trump. Probably hates Trump's freaking guts. Has spoken out against him multiple times in the past. And I think John Cornyn's a Democrat. Speaking of shootings, do I need to remind everybody that in the wake of that horrible Uvalde school shooting, John Cornyn joined with Democrats to pass gun control laws in this country? But that was far, far. Chris, what year was that Uvalde school shooting? Look that up for me real quick. It was years ago. His election, his campaign for re-election, isn't until 2026. That's what they do when they're far away from, it was back in 2022. Of course. So you know what? He had just been a couple years earlier. He'd just been re-elected. He was 4 years away from re-election. We needed Republican unity in that moment, and instead we got screwed over by John Cornyn. Why? Because he thought you would forget. When we needed him most, he abandoned us. Now that it's election season, it's Trump, 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 Trump. Don't think that Republicans aren't corrupt too. They love swindling your money, bringing it back to their district, screwing us over on things. Don't think just because it says Republican, they're good guys. Jesse, an acquaintance of mine moved to D.C., got hired as a contractor at the Pentagon because of his minority status. What's wrong with his picture? He's a nice guy and all, but I'm puzzled because I thought President Trump got elected. This would change. Well, Trump has changed a lot of it. But remember, the federal government is sadly the largest employer by far in the United States of America. Our government is enormous, absolutely enormous, and it's full of communists. I forget what the registration was the last time I looked, but I know it's north of 90%. Federal workers are registered Democrats north of 90%. You think you can just get rid of this department head or that department head or this director and this, and as soon as you replace the leadership, everything should be good to go, right? I'll put a sane person in there and we'll be operating, we'll be good to go. Layers. They didn't just conquer the top floor. In fact, they conquered most of the bottom floors first. Remember that. Now, before we continue on here, let's do something free of charge. Let's get educated by Hillsdale free of charge. Hillsdale College offers more than 40 free online courses. They have, trust me, it's fascinating, a 7-lecture series on capitalism. It's called Understanding Capitalism. So good. So good. You think you know how free markets work, and I'm sure in general you do. You'll know more after this. That is, in my opinion, that's one of the better ones for kids. Children of a certain age, children should know this because they'll understand so much more about economics and the way the world works way better than they're ever going to get in their school. You can do it on your phone. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get back to, that judge. Maybe this is good news. I guess we'll see how it turns out. Remember that judge, Hannah Dugan? She's the judge in Wisconsin. These commies are so crazy. She's the commie judge in Wisconsin. ICE showed up to arrest the illegal. And she helps him escape. She like pulls him into her office and escorts him out the back of the court. Helps an illegal escape ICE. It's wild. She tried to get the charges against her dropped. Hey, I'm a judge. I can do whatever I want. And she lost that bid. So apparently this lady's going to trial. And this is how you have to deal with these people. Communists are lawbreakers. They have to because it's a revolution, as we've talked about before. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just enforce the law, arrest and imprison communists when they break the law, and you will win. If we're going to continue along this route, we might just be all right. Jesse, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty new to firearms. I'd like to add to my collection. So far, I only have a Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm. What would you say a good basic starter collection every man should have for home defense would look like? I'm looking at AR-15s right now. If you recommend one, I'll tell them Jesse sent me. Okay. Look, I know a little bit. I know a bit about guns. Probably not a little bit. I know some about guns. I am not a firearms expert. I know a bit about guns. For me, I'll tell you what I prefer for home defense. One, I do have several different pistols that I have access to when it comes to home defense. A 300 Blackout is a great home defense weapon. If you don't know what that is, think about a smaller 5.56 round. I'm trying to explain this so non-gun people understand. A normal AR-15 is bigger. This is a smaller version of that, shoots a smaller round or a smaller bullet, trying to put this in as layperson's terms as humanly possible. Really, really good. Here's something I want to let you know about defense when it comes to defense. Most people who carry a weapon on them, as I do, most people carry a 9mm. Now, there are 40 calibers and 45s and all kinds of, I realize there are different calibers, but the most common by a mile is a 9mm. And that's fine. Look, I told you what I carry. I carry a Springfield Hellcat Pro. Until I find one I like better, that's what I like to carry. Springfield Hellcat Pro. It's a 9mm. But it's hard to kill somebody with a 9mm. Even if you kill them, sometimes they don't die soon enough. As in, they're chasing you down the hall with an axe and you put 10 rounds in his chest. Is he going to die? Probably. You got some vitals. Is he going to die before he buries that axe in you? Maybe not. It's, have you ever seen one of those? They're terrible. I wouldn't recommend you watch them. It's a little dark, but most people in the internet age have seen this. You ever seen one of those internet videos where the cops take down some guy? Some guys, it's a hostage situation, or some guy's going crazy on a highway with a machete and he starts charging at the cops. Have you ever noticed how many shots they have to shoot before the guy stops coming? A pistol round. I don't mean to indict 9mm, of course, but a pistol round in general, it's smaller. It's just not as big of a round, not hitting with near as much force, and they go down. Pick yourself up a rifle. An appropriate sized rifle. High-powered rifles kill a lot faster, a lot more efficiently. And if, God forbid, you ever run into someone who's evil, and you may, as we see, saw from today, there's evil all over the place. If you ever run into somebody who is evil, I hope you're ready. And that doesn't mean you have to run around afraid. It means you make preparations. Make preparations. Start with a gun safety class if you're not familiar with guns at all. Start going to a range. Borrow a buddy's gun if you have to. Or if you can afford it, lots of ranges, they'll rent one out to you. Rent a weapon. After you've had some instruction, start shooting just a little. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to be SEAL Team 6. Get to the place where you can comfortably carry a weapon on you and be reasonably sure that you can hit what you're aiming at. I didn't say you had to be a Marine Corps sniper. That's not what I said. Can you hit a target from 10 feet away? Not very far, is it? It's very close. Can you put rounds in the kill hole of a target 10 feet away? Center mass. Can you do that? Get yourself to a place you can do that and then expand from there. You do sleep better at night knowing that you have something that can stop an evil man. And look, I talk to you about Byrna all the time. Get a Byrna too. Get a lethal and non-lethal. Beaver speaker. I just found out my 45-year-old sister brushes her teeth in the shower every day, like she keeps it in there. Is it acceptable? I think that sounds remarkably efficient. What, Chris? Why is it gross? I know you shower there. You're clean in the shower, Chris. I think it's acceptable. In fact, I might become a shower brusher now. I like the thoughts of this. Anyway, we're going to join we're not going to join BK. BK's going to join us in a moment and talk about, well, people getting their heads cut off, what's happening in Ukraine, how capable is India's military, because they're in the news right now. Before any of that happens, I'm going to talk to you about keeping your dog alive longer. What would an extra year or two, what would it be worth to you? Because we all lose our dogs around 10. 50% of dogs who live to the age of 10 die from cancer. That's a bonkers stat because they don't get nutrition. They get empty calories their whole lives. Start sprinkling the number one dog supplement in America on their food. Rough Greens is the best. They're number one for a reason. They'll hand out a free Jumpstart trial bag to you. You know that? You discover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse, or 214-ROUGH-DOG. 214-ROUGH-DOG. We get with BK next. I hope he doesn't bring up his abs. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It's been kind of a heavy Wednesday, of course. Everyone knows that. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring in BK for a variety of reasons. Not his crappy music, but his knowledge of several different things we kind of need to lean on right now. So joining me now, former Air Force PJ and host of World News with BK, BK. Hey, BK, talk to me about Venezuela. Are we going in?
Well, I would find it hard to believe that we would be, and I don't see what the point is at all. I think it's just kind of a flex, Jesse. I mean, I don't really know what we're doing down there. As you've seen, you know, we've got a few boats, destroyers to be specific, down there, and we're supposedly pressuring Venezuela somehow, and I don't really know. And Venezuela's responding, by the way. They've put out a few warships and drones that patrol their own coastline. And I guess this has to do with the president, Nicolas Maduro. And, you know, Trump is on this kick right now. He wants the drug trafficking to stop. And he thinks that if he parks these boats outside, somehow that's going to result in Maduro cracking down on the cartels, I guess is the plan. But I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I just don't see Trump signing us up for another war like that. I guess we shall see where it goes. Okay, now we're going to bounce around the planet a little bit, BK, because you tend to do that quite well. Russia, Ukraine, obviously everyone knows about the meetings, the supposed peace deal, which I'm unbelievably skeptical will ever get here. But the fighting itself, what's happening with that? Because that we don't hear anything about.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much been, Jesse, as you know, for a long time, it's pretty much been an artillery war. And they've been stuck in the front line over on the eastern, over in that eastern region. And what you said about the peace deal, I totally agree, because, I mean, we're at a basic impasse here. Zelensky says no peace without Ukraine remaining 100% whole, and Putin is saying peace only if I get a chunk of that eastern Donbass region. And as far as I know, he still wants to maintain Crimea as well. So I don't even know how you're going to get past that. Now, Russia has on the battlefield, though, Russia has kind of recently made a few small moves. They just took two villages in one of the regions out there. Oh, man, I actually had this region open up in a tab because it's so hard to pronounce. How about Dnipropetrovsk? And that is the first settlements they have taken in the south central Ukrainian area in 3.5 years of war. So they actually are not really military significant, but this is a significant step in that Russia has actually managed to capture two of them. And then we're talking little villages, Jesse. There's like, you know, 100 people each. But still, it's a symbolic thing. And you know, like we said at the beginning of this, unless we are committed to sending Western troops boots on ground, I just don't see how Ukraine survives a war of attrition with Russia, who is much more wealthy and powerful and has many more assets than Ukraine does. I just don't see it.
Let's shift gears and talk India, because Trump is leaning on them hard, 50% tariffs. He wants them to stop buying up all this Russian oil and all the other things. What are they militarily, BK? They're gigantic. Their economy is gigantic. I'm assuming they have some capable troops?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Indian military is fairly decent. You know, I know we all get a good laugh when we hear about the Indian and Chinese military is up on the mountains, you know, in that border region in the Nepal area, and they're not allowed to use guns, and they fight with, like, sticks and stuff like that. But other than that, though, you know, they have an Indian army. There's a Navy. There's an Air Force. And they've got 1.4 million active personnel, and that makes them the world's second largest military force, believe it or not. And I believe that would be after, is it North Korea or us? I'm not sure who the first one would be, but they have a huge armed forces, and they send you know, guys to our flight schools all the time. So they're pretty capable, and the idea that they're going to stop buying oil from Russia, I think, is a fantasy. I mean, why would they? Modi's got to worry about his own people more than he has to worry about Trump.
How unified is that place, PK? I find India to be a completely confusing place. One of the only places on Earth that I don't want to visit. I don't like the food. I just have no desire to step foot there. Not insulting them. It's just not for me. But I know it has been divided many, many times throughout its history. Yeah. Horrible divisions, too. I mean, gosh, the creation of Pakistan is one of the ugliest events people know nothing about. How are they now?
I mean, there's still a lot of infighting, especially because, you know, Modi, the Prime Minister of India, he's a big Hindu nationalist. I mean, his dream is to have India be a 100% Hindu country. And this has brought up a lot of problems because you have a lot of Muslims who still live in India and they don't really care for that. And there's a lot of, you know, it depends on who you believe. You know, if you are a Muslim, you would say that Modi is sending out his goons, his Hindu goons, to beat people up in the streets and intimidate workers and poll workers and everything else. But Modi will say, like, hey, these are troublemakers, these Muslims, and we want them out of here. So it's a very, like, yeah, they fight each other all the time, especially like up in Kashmir, as we've seen lately. You know, people get shot and killed. There's constant fighting over there. And like you said, Jesse, I totally agree. The breakup of Pakistan and India is an insane story. And if you are interested in nonfiction reading, I highly recommend when you guys pick up a book about that. I mean, they would have like trains pulling into stations that were filled with corpses because people like would ambush trains and slaughter everybody on the train. I mean, it was just completely insane. And all because like some British guy in an office drew a map with the new country. Wild story.
If memory serves me, BK, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. By the way, speaking with BK, host of World News with BK, I believe the death toll was north of a million people. Do I remember that right? Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like wholesale slaughter. I mean, as the Muslims are trying to stream into Pakistan and the Hindus are trying to stream into India, they were just like hacking each other to bits. It's a crazy, crazy story. Oh.
Tell me about this spy who just got busted as a CHICOM in the United States Navy.
Oh, yeah, this winter. I talked about him pretty extensively on the podcast. And, you know, he's up for life in prison, Jesse. And what he wanted to do, what kills me is that the dude did all of this for, like, I think it was like $12,000. Uh-huh.
12 grand.
And I'm like, so you're looking at life in prison, bro, for 12 grand? I mean, it's not that serious. And last time I checked, Jesse, wasn't our friend Pete Kegsbreath, wasn't he bragging about Navy recruiting numbers? So why are we still recruiting guys like Jin Chao Wei? He's the spy. Why are we still recruiting guys like him? He wasn't even born in America. He's a naturalized citizen. I mean, why are we doing this? And the fact that he wanted to get 12 grand was enough for him to spy for a Chinese intelligence officer over an 18-month period, by the way. So, he could get life in prison over $12,000.
$12,000. I want everyone to know that if I ever sell out, it's going to cost a lot more than $12,000 to get me to do it. How is Pete doing as far as cleaning out the filth at the top of the military? It's a great concern for me. The military academies, the everything. I know there's been some movement. Has there been enough?
He's doing okay, Jesse. I'm not going to lie. And a lot of listeners will probably, your listeners will probably hate me for this. But Pete Hegseth was not my first choice by any means. I criticized the pick heavily. As a matter of fact, he was, and then the whole Signalgate controversy, and he just acted like very, very dumb when it was time to do stuff, he just was dumb. He's just, it doesn't strike me as a smart guy. That being said, I like the fact he's out there promoting physical fitness. I like the fact that they're getting rid of some of the nonsense in the service academies. But, you know, it's a slow trickle. But I, as far as I know, he is doing stuff. I have heard directly from people who say, like, a huge difference night and day as far as, like, the DEI training and electronic training that we all had to do. Even the high-speed commandos had to sit down at the computer and knock out your computer-based training all the time. And he has apparently been cutting down on some of that, so that's good.
BK, you got time for one more segment with me? Talk a little Gavin Newsom and people getting their heads cut off in Mexico.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Let's
go. All right. We will be right back with more BK. And by the way, before we go to break, I know that you know there's a lot of evil in this world. Violent, evil people. They're not just in Minneapolis. They're all around us. What is your plan to stop them? Do you have one? You call the cops, run, scream. What do you carry on you that will stop them? And if I may, when I talk to you about Byrna, you know it's legal in all 50 states, don't need a permit, don't need a background check. Employers, do your employees, do you have something in the office that will stop that nutball you fired last month when he shows up with a gun? BYRNA. Protect yourself. They're not lethal. It's not a gun. I don't like guns. It's not a gun. Byrna.com. All right? Byrna.com. They're even doing a back to school sale right now. 10% off. Go. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I'm speaking of Dr. Feelgood. California is an insane place. It is an insane place, and it saddens me because it's freaking paradise. I knew it when I lived there. It was paradise, but you could see it even then, slowly but surely getting too expensive to live in, and now they have that goober Gavin Newsom running the place. Hey, BK, you're in California. How's it going out there?
Well, Jesse, it's funny you should ask. I pulled over because I actually am taking a day trip to beautiful Big Bear, and I'm sitting at the base of the mountain looking up at the mountain in a beautiful, beautiful day. Everything you said is accurate. Everybody knows California is the best state in the country, geographically, temperate-wise, everything else, yes. But we are run by complete lunatics, and we are very much outnumbered here.
How outnumbered are you out there, BK? Because it's a famous stat. There are actually more Republicans in California than any other state. But the problem is, the place is so friggin' big, there's more Democrats than any other state. How bad? Is it 70-30? How bad is it?
I don't even think it's that bad. If I remember, and this is going off memory, I want to say like 40% of the electorate voted for Trump in the last election. So let's call it, we could call it 60-40. The problem is these coastal cities with just enormous amounts of people, and they think everything is cool, and they're happy with paying the highest energy prices in the country, the highest gas prices in the country, having the highest poverty rate in the country. I could go on and on and on, Jesse. And people are just fine with it because they're like, well, that's just part of what you got to put up with. I mean, I had to fill up my tank this morning. I'm still paying $4.69, and that's like not a bad price, Jesse. And like I read, like Hawaii is cheaper, Jesse. How is that possible? And because stupid Gavin Newsom, who I told everybody was running for president years ago, and I was like, I was promptly dismissed. Oh, BK, his shtick doesn't play nationwide. And I'm like, you don't understand. He is going to go orange man bad, and he's going to ride it all the way. And white women love him, Jesse. We cannot underestimate this a month enough. They see Gavin talking, and they think he is the man. And he's going to win the nomination for sure. And I could see him definitely winning the presidency.
Oh gosh! Don't
so
put that evil
ready.
On us.
Oh. I know, and people have told me on the podcast, like, BK, you're spending a lot of time on Newsom lately, and I'm like, I'm trying to get you people ready for what's coming because pretty soon he's going to be all of your problem, not just mine.
Ugh, All right. Let's go to Mexico. I've had enough of California. Let's go to Mexico. Why are they getting their heads cut off down there, BK?
Jesse, nobody wants to say it out loud. Nobody wants to say it out loud. Mexico is a failed state. I've been saying it for many, many years, and you're not supposed to say it out loud. I don't know why, but we have a failed state that is 20 minutes away from where I live in San Diego. It's completely controlled from top to bottom by the cartels. There's rumors about Claudia Sheinbaum, the new president, but she seems to be trying to do the right thing. They have been on the run a little bit, the cartels. They have deployed a lot of troops, but it's like whack-a-mole at this point. I mean, I think at this point, Mexico, the only thing that's going to stop any kind of cartel stuff in Mexico is going full El Salvador and just picking up everybody you can see and throwing them in prison. Because I really don't know how else you do it. I mean, a couple of years ago, we literally arrested their equivalent to the Secretary of Defense in America for working for the cartels. I mean, it goes 100% to the top, and it always has. So unless we want to get involved, and you, Jesse, as you know, we've had intelligence assets down there for many, many decades, so that's not new. But if we wanted to get involved militarily, that would be a nightmare. I'll just say it, because you know these cartel guys, they're the neighbors, they're the grandmas, everybody's part of it. You know, you can't just like carpet bomb the whole country. But it's freaky out there. It sucks because I used to love going down to Mexico all the time and sleeping on the beach, you know, and I would never do that now. I would just never do it. It's too dangerous. And if I was armed, it'd be one thing. But if you take a gun down there, we all saw what happened. You're going to get thrown into a Mexican prison. And if you're very, very lucky, you'll get out in a year or two. No thanks.
Yeah, Mexican prison's no fun. From what I understand, Mexican prison's going to be no fun whatsoever. Yeah, we don't go down to Mexico anymore either. We used to love going down there whenever we could afford it. No more for me. BK, just one last one real quick on Mexico. Trump is always talking about eradicating the cartels. We're going to eradicate the cartels. He talked about it on the campaign trail, talked about it after he got elected. Mm-hmm. He takes it very, very seriously. Now, as you just laid out, that's not something that's really going to be possible outside of full-blown, you know, Genghis Khan conquest. But are we going to do more than we're currently doing?
Well, I think, Sheinbaum has definitely stepped up with some of the law enforcement. They're definitely on the run a little bit, the cartels. I don't really just see what we could do, though, because Sheinbaum has already made it clear that she doesn't want, like, American troops in Mexico. So, I mean, what are we supposed to do? And it's too bad because I've been saying for years, Jesse, we should just annex Baja California, make that the 51st state. I mean, that's like 1,000 miles of like pristine beachfront property in the best climate in the world. And we're just not going to take that. Like, I've been arguing for that for years. I mean, and especially since the fentanyl has killed like hundreds of thousands of Americans, I think we should be compensated by taking that. And you could get out on the beach, Jesse. Baja California is beautiful. You know, you get out there, you got the ab veins popping. I know your ab veins probably need a little work. Mine are ready to go, but we'll get you squared away on that. You know, I'll get your diet and kettlebell exercises going. I mean, you can go down there in the tropics, have a few pops.
Thanks, BK. I guess I'll start doing crunches tonight. All right, thank you. Host of the World News with BK. BK, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. If I have to hear about his abs one more time, Chris, one more time, I'm just going to lose my mind. Now, you can lose your mind, but please don't lose your memories. I'm talking about your pictures, your home movies. Don't let those go. They are fading every day. It's what time does to them. The humidity, the breath. You might lose them all tonight. You know that? You know how the wires are doing in your home? I don't know how they're doing in mine. I can't see through the walls. One house fire and that baby book is gone. Home movie's gone and they're never coming back. Save those things forever with Legacy Box. I trusted Legacy Box with my most precious memories. And by the way, I'll tell you, we were nervous. When Ob got done loading up that box, I mean, and I know Legacy Box, I love them, but setting off that box, we're thinking, oh, man. But best thing we ever did. They hand-digitized all of our stuff. We now have everything on a thumb drive, and then send it all right back to us. Do it. Don't delay. Do it. At least get the box now, especially when they're running specials. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.